USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Israel will welcome a new prime minister after a razor-thin vote on Sunday to approve a new government. Naftali Bennett will assume office, ending Benjamin Netanyahu's 12-year term as PM. President Biden congratulated Bennett, saying in a statement that his administration is fully committed to working with the new Israeli government to advance security, stability, and peace for Israelis and Palestinians. Biden and Bennett also spoke by phone, where they agreed to consult with each other on regional security issues, including Iran. And as the G7 summit closed on Sunday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations have agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the U.S. would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. Energizehealth.com.
The Centers for Disease Control are investigating several hundred cases of pericarditis in younger people following their second dose of COVID vaccine. More than 200 cases have been confirmed in people under 30, with several hundred more reports being investigated. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb says those cases shouldn't keep people away from getting a shot. The former commissioner of the FDA tells CBS's Face the Nation that it's not clear that the vaccine caused those cases.
I think it's something that the CDC and the FDA should be looking carefully at. I don't think people should be nervous about it right now. I don't think it changes the risk-benefit balance for this vaccine. Right now, these cases are clustered in people 18 to 24, men more than women, about 80% of the cases that we've seen in men. There's been about 12 million people vaccinated between the age of 18 and 24. We found 275 cases. It's not clear that there's a causal relationship between the vaccine and these cases. If there is, it's probably an inflammatory response from the vaccine. We know the vaccine creates an inflammatory response.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Florida school has documented the pandemic through the eyes of its students. Mike Fortier has more.
When students returned to in-person classes at Umatilla Elementary School in Central Florida, they were asked to write down their experiences while under lockdown. Their stories were combined into a book called Through Their Eyes. School media specialist Loretta Vroman reads one excerpt.
It is hard for my family to think that people are losing everything in life. I am sorry for them, and people are dying every single day. There are a lot of cases around the world, and that is sad.
The book proved popular among parents, and soon grandparents and others were asking for copies. The school complied, and Vroman tells Orlando's News 6 they even put a copy of the book into a time capsule.
They were concerned that people in the future will not know what happened. Many times I've been asked, what if people forget? How can we make sure people don't forget?
That time capsule also includes masks and a UV light. It's set to be opened in 20 years. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And Novak Djokovic has captured his second French Open title, beating fifth-seeded Stefanos Tsitsipas in five sets. Djokovic lost the first two sets 7-6, 6-2 before storming back to win the final three 6-3, 6-2, 6-4 to claim his 19th career Grand Slam championship. He's now just one behind the record for major titles shared by Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer. He's also halfway to a calendar year Grand Slam, having also won the Australian Open back in February. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.